This is 414 Footy, your Milwaukee Pro Soccer podcast. I'm Jack Goods with Sebastian Becerra.
Howdy.
And Sebastian, we're back a little earlier than expected and for good reason.
Yes, earlier this week, Rich Rubito of the Milwaukee Magazine had an article, very interesting article, with an unfortunate update, Jack, if you want to run through the details.
Yeah, we have our first, what I would call comprehensive article from a major media outlet in Milwaukee in quite a bit of time, and I'd say almost certainly the first to outright question whether Milwaukee Pro Soccer is even happening at this point. Rich Rivito, Milwaukee Magazine, he drops an article on Thursday titled, "Has the Iron District Soccer Development Stalled Out?" It'll be linked in the show notes. I think if you care enough about this team to be listening to us talk about it, it's probably a must read for you. And here are my big takeaways. One, it's not a ton of new information. A lot of what this article includes are things we've been talking about since the start of this podcast.
Yeah.
It's more recapping and acknowledging the fact that the complete silence has been strange and that the 2026 timeline for the Iron District, even if you are the most optimistic person in the world, it's not realistic.
Even if they started building the stadium tomorrow, if they broke ground tomorrow, it would still not be built in time for the 2026 season. And that's the heart of the issue that we're at right now.
The plot of land is untouched since 2022 outside of the affordable apartment development that was finished last summer. But the actual soccer aspect of this is there's no development there. But I think most importantly, the thing I take away from this article is that no one involved is talking. Even when the questions are being asked by a highly respected media outlet in the city, they're met with silence from the big players of this project. Kesmerick Enterprises, Bear Development, they both, it seems, not only didn't offer no comment, they didn't answer requests at all. It leaves me kind of scratching my head. It makes me feel like they're kind of hiding from this.
Yeah, it seems like the project stalled, right? And they have no update. And instead of saying they have no update, they'd rather just not respond to a request for an update. We thought, based on articles in January and February, again, not from the team, but based on the Bear Development Group supposedly getting the funding for this project, and there was an expectation that the stadium was going to be built this summer, we thought that that was positive. But as the months have gone on, not only has the project development not even started, but we haven't heard from the team. We haven't heard from the organizers. And that's unfortunate. And it puts us in a spot where until we hear from them, we're going to keep going along, keep chugging this train forward, moving this train forward. But it's really shocking because of such the hot start they had, right? A few years ago, I think it was already back in 2023 when they started marketing this team and doing the names. They did the name drop or requested for fans to get involved in naming the team. And then they were at different events like we had talked about in previous podcasts. And then everything just kind of slowly came to a halt, and that's where we're at now. And I just wish and I hope that we can get some kind of statement soon, because as you know, studying PR and then used to be a full-time journalist, no answer from the team, from the organizers is worse than saying, hey, we don't have it, right? So we're in a situation where it's anxiety building, and it's unfortunate, but this is what we have to deal with.
Yeah, they weren't the only two groups that didn't have a comment on this. The Department of City Development, I don't really blame them in this, but they basically told Milwaukee Magazine to ask the developers that they were not aware of any updates, which to me seems like bad news. The fact that if there was real movement here, they would know.
Well, at least they said something.
Yeah. Well, they're less on the hook for this. I don't think anyone's going to blame them. And then the USL Championship also did not respond to multiple repeated requests, which is not a good sign either.
So that's four different players, four different groups, entities that should know something about the progress of this team and the progress of this stadium that didn't say anything.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, I think, frankly, I was thinking about this last, after we recorded our last podcast. I think we've tried to be really respectful of this process and understanding of the difficulty of building a new team, of getting a new stadium built. You know, I don't know if we've, I think we've been a little too nice. I feel like at this point, they really owe us answers, especially when you consider $9.3 million in state support went to this. Like, it's our money. They owe us money. Yeah. They owe us answers.
Yeah. And where did that money go? Right. I mean, did it go to this development that hasn't happened yet? Did the money disappear? Like, where is that money? Show me the money. Like, the state fund, you know, it's partially state funded and then private investors. Did the private investors back out? Did, you know, there's all these questions in my head right now. You know, where are these private investors that were going to help build the stadium? Where is the money?
Yeah. And that's another no comment. That was because this was a part of Governor Evers' budget, and his office also did not expand on the state of that money when Milwaukee Magazine asked about it, which was detailed in the article. So it's a lot of questions at this point, and I think for many people this will feel like a sort of death knell to their hopes for the team. I think the question we've been asking a lot here is this team going to happen in 2026? I think you will get people, and I mean, I feel this way, asking, is this team happening at all?
Well, it's not going to happen in 2026.
Yeah, we've answered that question.
That's a quick no.
Yeah.
And the people that are asking, will it happen at all, have the right to ask that based on the lack of communication from, you know, the organizers up to this point. Until there's some communication, we can't definitively answer whether or not this team is happening at all.
No.
So it puts us in a tough spot as a podcast, but we are going to, like I said, we're going to keep moving forward until we get an answer from the team. Because until that, we're just speculating, you know, and we're using these articles as kind of fuel to talk about it. But good Lord, why can't some representative from the team, whether it's Connor Kaloya, whether that's Kismarick Enterprises, Bear Development Group, why can't somebody come out and say, what the heck's going on here?
Because I think that when you say nothing, people will assume the worst.
Yeah.
Because if you have some things to say that is an explanation or puts you in better light, it would seem human nature to share that. It would be in your best interest to share that. So let's say the team is going to play, but they're not going to play till 2027. I think people would see that as good news based on what we've got right now. Because right now people are, when your starting point is, I think this team might not happen anymore, being told it's going to be a year later, but we're going to start building in 5 months as opposed to starting to build this summer, that's good news.
Yeah.
But I don't think they have that.
Well, and you, when you say people, what are you seeing online from fans?
Yeah, I mean, you look at the Milwaukee Pro Soccer subreddit, which I kind of use as my barometer for the people who are really invested. You know, they're obviously, I also check the mentions for Milwaukee Pro Soccer on various social media sites. And most of the time, it's just people asking, is there an update? Haven't heard from you in a while. Where I feel like the subreddit is the best place for people expressing their really, you know, raw emotions about this. These are people who really, they're soccer fans. They want this team.
And we could debate later if subreddit's the best place to have these discussions. But the fact that people are having these discussions on some platform means that there is some level of interest in this team. And since we haven't heard from the team, this is where people are kind of hashing it out.
Yeah. And with the lack of kind of building up this community, I do think that this is probably the best place. Are people having this conversation in person right now besides like you and me? I'm not sure. But there are a couple comments that really stood out to me. One was, quote, where it was once exciting to wear a Milwaukee Pro Soccer shirt, It's now a shame to have to try and explain why no team or development has happened. And another was, I had hope with all the momentum. I feel like this is a nail in the coffin. Milwaukee is a soccer town. Here's to hoping a new ownership group steps in.
Whoa, well, that's something we haven't even thought about yet or discussed.
Yeah, potential someone else.
Does a new group need to come in and take the reins on this? Because the current group has stalled and haven't communicated effectively.
Yeah, and I
haven't even thought about that option.
The previous comments that we've gotten, the very few that we've been able to pull from when it comes to this, a lot of that has been Connor Kaloya on Talking Flock, to me, has been dismissive of this feeling of fans, of feeling abandoned, of feeling like there's no communication. Even if you think that this is unreasonable, which I think is honestly insane to think this is unreasonable at this point, I think that everyone who is a fan of this team deserves way better than what they're getting right now.
Yeah, yeah. Do the fans want this more than the organizers? Where are we at? Yeah.
It doesn't take a full-time media person to send more than one tweet in a year and a half. Like it is ridiculous in my eyes to look at this and say that the fans are being silly here. But even if you believe that, even if you think the fans are asking for too much or asking for too much visibility or transparency here, just from a public relations standpoint, this looks bad to your diehard fans. They are pulling back emotionally. What does that do, even if everything's great behind the scenes and we just don't know about it? Which, I mean, if it was great behind the scenes, they would have a shovel on the ground by now.
Yeah, I mean, that's a fairy tale dream right there, Jack. But yeah, but point taken.
Yeah. Even if everything is totally great right now, you are starting off on the back foot with these people, and you have to now re-earn their trust and get them to go down to the Iron District. This is not the NFL. This is not a team where you can just walk into town and you're going to pack the place automatically. Like, you have to earn fans. You really have to try. Even in MLS, you have to really do that, and especially in USL. And they are not only not doing a good job with that, they're not doing anything at all.
Even if it does, they do get this together and pull a team together by 2027, how are you going to sell any tickets? How are you going to sell any tickets? You haven't communicated to the fans in over 3 years, it seems like. It feels like directly communicated about the project, not these like random one-off posts on social media, but like about the progress of the project. So we're at a point where they got to say something now or they're going to lose a lot of the fans.
Yeah, and it's a different world, but I have been very involved in indoor lacrosse when they've been launching new teams, and I know that they frequently talk about how valuable it is to have a full year run-up when you announce a new expansion franchise, to sell tickets, to build out those lists, to really get involved in the community so you're not just trying to let people know who you are right when the first game's rolling out. And, you know, we've talked about the stadium's a bigger problem than this is for starting in 2026, but they're running out of time to continue to build that up, because any progress they made the first go around in going to all those places that you mentioned, it's gone now. That's eroded.
One thought I had, not to play devil's advocate completely, but just, did they start too early? Did they maybe get ahead of themselves with all of this marketing and being at these events and promoting the team before they were certain that they would have, you know, this land, that they would be able to start construction at a certain date? It seems like they may have started the promotion of the team a little too early to generate this excitement, and now we're in this situation. So it's not to say that they don't deserve some of this blame, but maybe it was a little preemptive.
Yeah, you would think the funding would be maybe a little bit more in place before they start pushing in the marketing side of things. Maybe that is that they felt that money was in place and there were rising costs that they didn't factor in. Obviously, there have been pandemic and tariffs. There are a lot of different factors here that have impacted building projects across the board, not just in sports, not just in soccer. I wonder, too, about whether needing the marketing push and showing there is an interest in this team. Say you get, talk about the name, the team contests. That's a great thing to do to get people involved. It's also a great way to show people are interested, build up lists, because if you filled in that poll, you put in your email, you became a part of the Milwaukee Pro Soccer list that they can pull from, be like, okay, these are our potential fans. Showing those numbers, maybe that is something they felt would be appealing to more investors. This is a selling point to get more people on board, all this interest.
Yeah, I think there was over 40,000 submissions for team names.
Yeah, so it's...
I mean, their interest is there.
Yeah, so I don't know what step of the way went awry. I mean, obviously, they didn't want this to turn out this way either. It's not like, I think it'd be pretty crazy.
I mean, obviously not, but I wish somebody would come out and say, hey, this is not working out like we thought. Yeah. We want to apologize on behalf of the team to the fans. Like, something as simple as that. Like, we apologize on behalf of the team to the fans. Here's where we're at. We don't have the money currently, but we're looking at other options. Like, it's as simple as that, right? So I'm in awe at how we got to this point.
A couple other items that related to the Milwaukee Mag piece that I want to touch on.
Yep, go for it.
The first was an update a few weeks back that was actually published by me, which is kind of funny, through Marquette Today, which is the Marquette news outlet, internal communication vehicle that I run in my day job.
Way to plug yourself there, yeah. Jack.
It's your one-stop shop for Marquette-related news, I'd like to think. But for those of you who have followed this project from the beginning, you know that the land the Iron District is set to be built on was originally sold by Marquette to the Milwaukee Pro Soccer folks. But there was one building remaining on the property that was occupied by Marquette employees still. It was mostly in the psychology department. Marquette officially vacated that property earlier this summer. And I was unsure whether that potentially could be related to starting up a build, which is why I didn't mention it in our last podcast. But it was called out by the Milwaukee Mag article. I'm still not entirely sure if that's related or just, you know, Marquette is consolidating buildings as well. But there's also the potential, and this is one other item from a separate Milwaukee Magazine article, even if a move like that was related to potentially building on that land, that doesn't necessarily mean that that building will be soccer related, because Betty Brin's Children's Museum, which is currently located right by the waterfront, they're looking for a new location to get a bigger spot. And Rutgers requests from Milwaukee Magazine shared in a different story that the Iron District is one of the considered sites. So
for a children's museum.
Yeah. Oh. So it could potentially, and I think those two things could coexist. It's not like the soccer wouldn't happen, but it's a big enough plot of land. There might be other development going around there too. Obviously, this was originally supposed to also include a music venue, which is
that's what not. I was going to bring up.
Yeah.
The music concert multipurpose field, it also includes a concert venue. And you're saying?
Well, the concert venue was pulled out previously from this process.
Okay, it was. Okay.
Which is something that I actually don't think was explained too extensively in the Milwaukee Mag article. They pulled back on that when there were two rival bids for Milwaukee venues of similar sizes. And the other one is almost done being built. And that's right next to Pfizer Forum. So that's Ticketmaster. Is a major player there, where I believe it's a 3,800 seat music venue there, which will help build out the Deer District. But there's an opportunity that Iron District space could be something else. I guess at this point I'm thinking if they're not going to build soccer, I hope they build something there, because I think it's prime real estate. It extends that corridor that has been, I think, expanded by the Third Street Market Hall to have it be from this Iron District all the way down to Deer District.
Well, fingers crossed it eventually is a soccer stadium, but the plot of land is cleared, right? It's there. Whoever comes in and builds something there, hopefully it's a stadium used for the Milwaukee Pro Soccer team, but it's there for the taking.
Yeah. And the museum was looking at multiple other options too. This isn't the only, and it's certainly not set in stone. I hope it happens if the soccer stadium happens too, because it'd be great to have more activity around there.
Yeah.
That isn't just people show up for game day and then it's kind of dead besides that. We'll be here whenever there is an update. We'll see if this maybe ruffles some feathers or gets some comment, kind of shakes them a little bit to say something. It's been a few days at this point, and we haven't heard any update from Milwaukee Pro Soccer since.
Yeah, it's a shame. It's a disappointment that they haven't said something. Anything at this point would make me feel a little bit better, not just about this team, but just about the group that's leading the charge to make this team happen. But this is where we're at.
And I hate to, I often compare this to what's going on in Buffalo, because that's the other one I'm following somewhat closely, being a Buffalo native.
Yeah, and it is more of an apples to apples comparison.
And on almost the same timeline as what Milwaukee is looking at, same sort of thing where they're building a stadium from scratch. It is similar market size. You know, I think there's a lot of parallels we can pull. And Peter Marlett is the person behind that. He's the president of Buffalo Pro Soccer. And I see on social media all of the time, him talking to media outlets. They do town halls with interested fans in various spots around Buffalo to get their feedback, to explain to them where they're at. Most recently, it was to explain the change in plans for their stadium now that they've pulled back from their previous plan. I mean, I think people would love that here.
Yeah.
Just to hear something. And I'm not holding my breath. Like, it just doesn't seem like that's in the cards here. And it's really too bad. I think that this is a great soccer market. I'm really excited about the possibility of what can happen here. I don't know. I'm pretty defeated right now. I'm pretty defeated.
And you are, and your sentiment is like a lot of other soccer fans here in Milwaukee. Just feeling defeated, you know, feeling disappointed, but most importantly, frustrated because of the lack of communication. And now we're looking at even the most optimistic schedule. We're looking at 2027. But no, thanks for bringing that Buffalo case study up, Jack, because that's a good example of what to do right and how to effectively communicate to your fan base. Having those town halls, having constant communication on social medias and other outlets, and doing media interviews and responding to media requests. That's something that's lacking in Milwaukee, which all the more gives us a sense of hopelessness. But it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet until we hear from the team. So we'll be here until that happens.
Yeah, and one final thing that I want to add too, and as we wait for updates, as we wait for this team to hopefully come together, I'd encourage people to go check out the other soccer offerings
that are
around the city right now, whether that's going to see the Torrent here in, where we're recording right now in Wauwatosa, out at Hart Park, whether that's seeing the Bavarians, going down to Racine and seeing RKC Third Coast and USL 2. There are a lot of options, going to see the Wave.
Yeah, when indoor we get soccer.
The winter, yeah. You know, support the teams that are here, the teams that right now are a part of our community, and hopefully we'll add the biggest club of them all in a couple of years here soon.